Good morning, and welcome to the GeoPark Limited conference call following the results announcement for the financial quarter ended 30th of September 2014. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. A brief question-and-answer session will follow the formal presentation. If anyone should require operator assistance during the conference, please press star zero on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. I would now like to introduce your host for the conference, Sophia Tilley, Investor Relations for GeoPark Limited.
Thank you, operator. I would like to extend a warm welcome to all our participants on behalf of GeoPark Limited. GeoPark issued its quarterly report today. If you do not have a copy of our press release, please call Grayling in New York in the United States at 1-646-284-9435, and we will have one sent to you. Alternatively, you may obtain a copy of the release at the investor support section on the company's corporate website at www.geopark.com. A replay of today's call may be accessed by dialing in on the numbers provided in the press release or by accessing the webcast in the investor support section of the GeoPark corporate website. Before we continue, I would like to make a point that certain statements contained in the results release and on this conference call are forward-looking statements rather than historical facts and are subject to risks and uncertainties that could cause actual results to differ materially from those described. With respect to such forward-looking statements, the company seeks protections afforded by the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. These risks include a variety of factors, including competitive developments and risk factors listed from time to time in the company's SEC reports and public releases. Those lists are intended to identify certain principal factors that could cause actual results to differ materially from those described in the forward-looking statements, but are not intended to represent a complete list of the company's business. All financial figures included herein are prepared in accordance with IFRS and are stated in U.S. dollars, unless otherwise noted. Reserve figures correspond to PRMS standards. Joining us today from GeoPark is James Park, our Chief Executive Officer, Augusto Zubillaga, our Chief Operating Officer, and Andres Ocampo, our Chief Financial Officer. And now I would like to turn the call over to Jim. Jim?
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for your interest in GeoPark. GeoPark had a strong third quarter, reflecting our accelerating pace and as part of what will be another successful year of operational, financial, and business growth. This quarter, production is up 66%, revenues are up 47%, adjusted EBITDA is up 62%, reserves are up, our per barrel costs are down, and we have added some new world-class assets to the company. Let's please begin our call by addressing the declining oil price environment and how it will impact our business in the short and near term. Firstly, GeoPark is on track to meet our 2014 production target. We are completing our 2014 work program as planned, and we are still expecting our full-year cash flow to match our full-year investment program. From the oil price decline of 25%+ over the last 4 months, we anticipate an impact of 6-8% to our full year 2014 adjusted EBITDA. Looking at 2015 and beyond, GeoPark is well positioned to continue to prosper in a lower oil price environment if such a condition endures. Our long-term risk balance strategy in Latin America has provided a steady track record of growth every year for the last 8 years, including through the 2008 global crisis and oil price collapse. We have been here before. Key strengths of our approach are a focus on high netback projects that can be profitable and even very low, for example, $50 to $60 per barrel oil price environments, discretional work programs that allow us to adjust capital expenditures as needed, a strong balance sheet with a $129 million in cash and a self-funding production base of 21,000 barrels per day. For 2015, our work program is budgeted on an $80 per barrel WTI oil price. Our 2015 program will keep us moving forward on our same growth trajectory with a slightly lower investment plan than our 2014 program. Zubi and Andres will review our positive third quarter results in more detail, so let's please highlight two key developments. First, we continue to have good drilling success on our Llanos 34 block in Colombia, in particular with the Tigana field, where we updated our internal reserve estimates to 45 to 65 million barrels of oil, 3P gross reserves. This field size increase gives us 30 to 45 potential new drilling locations, representing a secure production growth platform in the near term, as well as a significant value increase for GeoPark. A larger field improves our overall risk profile and also provides opportunities to reduce drilling, operating, and transportation costs by improved efficiencies. Second, in October, GeoPark announced the acquisition from Petroperú of a 75% interest in the large Morona block located in the Marañón Basin in northern Peru. This is a potentially transformational acquisition for GeoPark and a great strategic fit for our existing project portfolio. We are excited to be entering Peru, a culturally rich country with immense hydrocarbon potential and a secure and attractive economic and political environment. The Morona block has all the attributes we look for: a discovered oil field with the opportunity to establish production and cash flow in the near term, a work program that is technically sound and fits our budget, a big exploration upside within a proven hydrocarbon system in a prolific oil region, and a good partner, Petroperú, who has a strong presence throughout the region. In the last 3 months, GeoPark has also added four new attractive assets, with two new blocks in Colombia and two new blocks in Argentina. It's relevant to review the overall organic opportunity portfolio GeoPark has now assembled, which we believe represents a competitive advantage for us. This portfolio consists of land, 31 blocks in 11 basins and 5 countries, totaling 6 million acres, production assets with a 21,000 barrel per day base, development assets, 3P reserves of 190 to 220 million barrels, exploration assets, resources of 500 million to 1 billion barrels, and unconventional resource assets, resources of 150 to 200 million barrels. This expansive risk balance mix of opportunities gives GeoPark a lot of running room and depth to continue growing in the short, medium, and long term. It also assures us of growing at a secure pace with the opportunity for some step change growth. With our capital allocation discipline, it means we're able to choose the best shareholder value-adding projects from a wide selection of opportunities. And a deep portfolio provides increased flexibility in a changing oil price environment. Let's please turn the call over to Zubi, who will discuss the company's businesses in more detail.
Okay, Jim, thanks. So good morning to everyone. In 2014, GeoPark is carrying out an ambitious work program of $250 million, which includes drilling over 50 wells, new seismic, and new facilities. As we head into the final quarter of 2014, our program and results remain on target. During the third quarter, total production increased 66% to over 21,000 barrels of equivalent of oil per day, mainly from a strong growth from our Llanos 34 block in Colombia, together with the production startup from our Tierra del Fuego blocks in Chile. And we also 13 new wells were drilled. Looking at each country, beginning with Colombia, third quarter production increased 68% to 12,000 barrels of oil per day, led by production growth from our Llanos 34 block. During the quarter, six wells were drilled. In the Llanos 34 block, we updated our internal reserve estimate of the Tigana field. Please remember that Tigana is one of the five new oil field discoveries GeoPark has made since acquiring the Llanos 34 block 2 years ago. From well drilling and production information today, 3D seismic mapping and a field size area size estimate of 3,000 to 4,000 acreage, GeoPark internal original oil in place estimate is 140 to 170 million barrels of oil, and 3P gross reserves estimate is 45 to 65 million barrels. Also, additional appraisal drilling will be required to delineate the field size. GeoPark discovered the Tigana oil field in December 2013, and since that time, the team in Colombia has moved efficiently to 1, put 7 wells in production with a total current gross rate of approximately 11,000 barrels of oil per day and water cap of 3.5%. With top facilities to handle approximately 20,000 barrels of fluid per day, with plans underway to expand to 100,000 barrels of fluid per day. And we have also produced 2.1 million barrels of oil to date. The Tigana field represents a combined trap with a structural component and a stratigraphic component. Oil is being produced from the Mirador formation with 21 to 29 IPA crude oil and the Guadalupe formation which has 15 IPA crude oil. We have also been actively expanding our business in Colombia. During the third quarter, GeoPark has awarded the large high potential PU3 block in the lower Magdalena Basin, where we operate and have 100% working interest. This month, we also announced a partnership with SK Group from Korea to farm in the CPO-4 block located in the Llanos Basin on trend and also with similar play types as our Llanos 34 block. It is an example of GeoPark leveraging its technical know-how into acquiring a great asset at attractive terms. Now moving to Chile, our third quarter production increased by 3% to 6,000 barrels of equivalent oil per day, with over 3,700 barrels of oil per day and more than 13.6 million cubic feet per day of gas. Gas production increased 26% and oil production decreased by 8%, mainly from natural decline in our base production. We also drilled 7 wells during the third quarter. In Tierra del Fuego blocks, where GeoPark operates in partnership with ENAP, we saw from our drilling program at the beginning, and we have also declared commerciality for 7 new fields. Now turn to Brazil. We have 10% interest in the Manati field, which is Brazil's largest producing gas field and which is operated by Petrobras. Average third quarter gas production in Brazil amounted to over 20 million cubic feet per day. Key operational highlights in Brazil include the construction of the compression plant for the Manatee gas field and continue with expected start-up in the second half of 2015. Additionally, GeoPark began 3D seismic registration on our Reconcavo and Potiguar blocks that we acquired in Block 11. Seismic studies will be completed by the year end, with drilling targeted for the second half of 2015. In the case of Argentina, in the third quarter, we rebalanced our asset portfolio and were awarded two exploration licenses. One is Sierra del Nevado, and the other one is Puelen Blocks, in partnership with Pluspetrol, targeting an attractive, shallow, low-cost, heavy oil play in the Neuquén Basin. And finally, in Peru, in October, we reached an agreement with Petroperú to acquire a 75% interest to operate the attractive Morona block in northern Peru. The Morona block covers an area of 1.9 million acreage on the western side of the Marañón Basin, one of the most prolific hydrocarbon basins in Peru. More than 1 billion barrels of oil have been produced from the surrounding blocks in this basin. The block, the Morona block, contains the Situche Central oil field, which has been delineated by two wells with short-term tests of 2,400 and 5,200 barrels per day of light oil, and also by 3D seismic. Ryder Scott has certified 2P reserves of 55 million barrels of oil and 3P reserve of 85 million barrels of oil for Petroperú. The Morona block has a large exploration potential with several high-impact prospects and plays, with the exploration resources of 200 to 600 million barrels of oil. This will significantly increase our overall inventory of exploration resources and complement GeoPark's growing reserves and cash flow base already established in Colombia, Chile, and Brazil. The Morona block includes 2D and 3D seismic surveys and an operating field camp and logistic infrastructure. The area has undergone oil and gas exploration activity for the past 4 years, and there exists ongoing cooperation agreement with the local communities. One of the GeoPark strengths is our commitment to building long-term mutually beneficial relationships with the communities where we operate. The initial work program for the Situche Central field will be to put the field into production through a long-term test to determine the most effective overall development plan and to begin to generate cash flow. This initial stage requires an investment of $140 to $160 million and is expected to be completed within 18 to 24 months after closing. In summary, from an operational perspective for GeoPark, we are on track for our 2014 program, and our teams are making great progress in building our businesses in each country. We have worked to create in every business unit strong and quality teams with proven risk experience from every region where we operate. During 2014, our solid track record in terms of safety, environmental protection, and respect for our neighbors represents a fundamental measurement of our performance. So now let's please turn the call over to Andres, who will provide more details on our financial results.
Thank you. Thank you, Zuy. And hello, everyone. As mentioned, our operational performance during the quarter has again translated into strong financial results. Our net revenues, adjusted EBITDA, and profits increased as compared to the same period of the previous year. Our balance sheet is strong, with almost $129 million in cash to face opportunities and continue growing our business. I will begin by describing the most relevant lines of our income statement. Our significant production growth in the quarter led our consolidated net revenues to increase by 47% to $132 million compared to the same quarter of 2013. This was also impacted by the incorporation of Brazil operations since the second quarter of this year. Our consolidated production cost amounted to $67.5 million following higher production volumes, which generated increased efficiencies and improved fixed cost absorption in our operations, reducing our consolidated operating expenses per BOE by 24% to $17.2 per BOE. After consolidated exploration, selling, and administrative expenses, our consolidated adjusted EBITDA increased by 62% to almost $68 million, or $36 per BOE. Now I'll describe each of the countries, Colombia, Chile, and Brazil, in more detail. In Colombia, net revenues, which represented almost 60% of the total consolidated revenues, increased 48% to $78 million, mainly as a result of a 68% increase in production. Our average operating netbacks in Colombia for the quarter amounted to $43.5 per barrel, and our total adjusted EBITDA in Colombia increased by 86% to $42 million. As you can see, Colombia continues to deliver great operational and financial results. The Tigana field expansion reduces our development costs and improves our operating netbacks. Just as an example, even if WTI oil prices average $75 to $85 per barrel, our operating netbacks expected from the field are estimated to be around $40 to $50 per barrel. Now going down to Chile, despite low reference oil prices, our effective oil price still increased by 1%, mainly as a result of the new oil treatment facilities, which improved the quality of the oil and reduced our commercial discounts by approximately $8 per barrel. Our total net revenues in Chile increased by 3% to almost $38 million, also as a result of a 42% increase in the gas revenues from higher average realized gas prices. Our adjusted EBITDA in Chile amounted to $20 million and increased by 3% on a per barrel basis to almost $41 per BOE. In the case of Brazil, net revenues, which come mostly from the gas that we sell to Petrobras through the offtake contract, amounted to $15 million in the third quarter, with production cost being $6.6 million and our adjusted EBITDA of $8.3 million. Moving on now to our consolidated non-operating results, our net financial expenses increased to $20.6 million in the quarter as a result of higher indebtedness, as well as a $14 million non-cash accounting charge in the third quarter, mainly due to the impact of the depreciation of the real over our dollar-denominated debt at the local subsidiary, where the functional currency is the Brazilian real. Our profit for the period increased 9% and amounted to almost $12 million and is explained by higher operating income, partly offset by higher net financial expenses and income taxes. Now turning to the balance sheet, cash and cash equivalents in the third quarter totaled $128.8 million, as said before. GeoPark total asset base as of September amounted to $1.1 billion, and total financial debt amounted to $363 million, which included the 2020 bond issued in February 2013, plus the credit facility that we raised in Brazil. Our equity reached $513 million, primarily due to profits from the 9-month period and the net proceeds from the New York Stock Exchange IPO that we closed in February of this year. Finally, as of September 30, 2014, the company's gross leverage ratio continued decreasing, reaching levels of 1.6 times or even 1.5 times if we consider pro forma figures. Additionally, our interest coverage ratio for the period reached 6.7 times. Both ratios are within our internal guidelines and expectations and are well within the requirements of our 2020 bond indenture. In terms of our outlook, before I pass the call and open it for questions, we would like to give some ideas about the outlook for the incoming year. We are on our way to closing one more year of proven execution and growth in production, reserves, and also cash flow. Also, we're excited about 2015 and will announce our work program and budget at the beginning of the year. But in general terms, we expect our 2015 capital expenditures to be around similar or lower in size to our 2014 capital expenditures program, although it will now cover a much wider base of projects and assets with the new blocks that we added in Peru, Colombia, Argentina, and Brazil. We also expect to concentrate a big part of our work program in developing our reserves and increasing production in Colombia. With this, I'll conclude my remarks, so would now like to ask the operator to please open the call for questions and answers. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. A confirmation tone will indicate that your line is in the question queue, and you may press star 2 if you would like to remove your question from the queue. For participants using speaker equipment, it may be necessary to pick up your handset before pressing the star keys. Once again, that is star 1 if you would like to ask a question at this time. Our first question comes from the line of Pablo Castillo with BBA. Please proceed with your question.
Good morning, all. Thanks for having the questions. The first one is regarding the Tigana field. The 3P reserve estimate for Tigana was very positive, but it was based on internal estimates. For the 2014 reserves report, will you include more data to improve the estimates? And moreover, can we expect any relevant change in the number? The second one is about the Morona block. We all know the Morona block has a lot of potential, but what's your plan in terms of exploration and development? And moreover, what are the main challenges that you see to develop this asset, and how do you intend to tackle them? Thank you. That's all.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Pablo, for your question. This is Andres. I'll start with your question about Tigana. As you said, we released and we announced internal estimates for the field. We are working, we are currently working with Golier and McNaughton. Our team is working with them on the certification as of December that is going to be done as of December of this year that will include, of course, Tigana. We wouldn't want to comment on what they expect to certify or what their opinion is going to be on the field, but our team feels strong about the numbers that we released to the market. Of course, the reserve certification this year is going to include the Tigana field among the rest of the fields.
Thank you.
And then your second question was with respect to Morona block.
Yeah, that's right.
Our initial phases, we designed a development program that is going to be done by phases. So our initial phase that is expected to take between 18 to 24 months after closing is going to be aimed to put on production the two wells that have already been drilled on the discovered oil field that exists on the block, the Situche Central field, where the reserves are concentrated. So the first phase is going to be aimed to put those wells in production and start generating cash flow from the project. Subsequently, after that, we expect to move on to development phases with additional drilling and also to explore in the surrounding areas of the field that also have attractive exploration potential.
in terms of the challenges, I hope that if the rest of the team wants to comment here, but the rest of the challenges of this project are mainly, we have a great geology, but of course logistics in this area are complex. So probably those are going to be the main challenges that we are going to be facing. And we are putting together the right experienced team in place in Lima, as we did in every country where we entered. So we took a great asset in very attractive terms, and we are building a very strong local team around the asset to be able to execute and move forward with the program.
Thank you. And our next question comes from the line of Felipe Santos with J.P. Morgan. Please go ahead with your question.
Yes. Good afternoon, gentlemen. Just one, actually two questions. The first one related to CapEx. You mentioned in the press release that the CapEx would be similar or kind of smaller compared to this year intentions. Then two main things. First, how do you see this low Brent prices impacting your CapEx for the next year? You're not considering to reduce it? And the second is, do you think that you're going to take advantage of these lower Brent prices that has been somewhat struggling some companies to take advantage on that for more M&A activity in 2015? Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Felipe. We have not yet announced our program for next year. We expect to do that in January when we release our operational update of the fourth quarter, as we typically do. But yes, as you mentioned and as we mentioned in the call, we expect it to be slightly lower than our CapEx program this year. But remember that for next year we added a group of blocks of new assets into our portfolio. So probably a percentage, probably around 30% of our CapEx next year is going to be bound to assets that were added to the portfolio. So in terms of the assets that we used to have or we had before, the program is slightly reduced. And can you? I think the line was a little bit noisy when you gave your second question. Would you please repeat it?
It was related to the first one, thinking that if you're thinking of taking advantage of the impact of the low Brent prices in some other companies to move with more M&As and acquire more smaller companies or assets during this period of time.
Well, yes. We have a quite an inventory of potential projects that we're looking at. In Latin America, it seems a lot of the oil industry has been focusing elsewhere in the world, and so we have quite an attractive inventory of new projects. We think that the oil price will improve the value of those or the price of those assets and as well as increase that inventory, but we'll look at those in consideration of our full 2015 work program on our existing assets.
Okay.
Thank you. And our next question comes from the line of Gustavo Gatas with BTG Pactual. And once again, as a reminder, you may press star 1 on your keypad if you would like to ask a question at this time. Please proceed with your question.
Hi, guys. I had a couple of questions here. If I could just start with some that have a little bit more to do with the accounting of the quarter. I just wanted to check, did you guys have any relevant inventory build during this quarter like we saw back in the second quarter? And on the second part related to that as well, whether or not you could actually comment on what you expect in cost evolution both for the coming quarter and the more distant future for Colombia as basically the production continues to grow. Okay, so those would be that on that end. And I know you guys are going to put out a guidance for the next year and a more solid message on production that is to come. But I just wanted to have a sense from just a subjective point of view, is there still enough of an argument to be made here for consistent growth in the Colombian production assets, or should we actually think about some kind of slowdown in the pace of growth that we have been seeing? Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Gustavo, and good morning. So first, going to your accounting question with respect to inventories, the answer is no. We haven't had any inventory buildup this quarter, so the situation is normalized. In fact, our inventory is slightly decreased this quarter with respect to the previous one. So no changes or no news on that front in this quarter. With respect to our cost evolution in Colombia, we expect the declining trend to continue as we continue to grow, continue developing the assets and continue grow production. So we continue to expect efficiencies and fixed cost absorption coming from our Colombia operations. So the answer is that we expect the trend, the declining rate of the cost to continue in that country. I'm going to your last question with respect to the future growth that we're expecting. I think Jim mentioned some of this at the beginning in his remarks. We expect our growth trajectory to continue in the next coming years. So we feel that there's still room to continue to grow, solidly from the asset base that we have. So we don't expect we don't expect it to be shyer or anything.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. And once again, as a reminder, you may press *1 on your telephone keypad if you would like to ask a question at this time. We'll hold for a few moments to see if there are any further questions. And it seems that we have no further questions at this time. I'd like to turn the floor back to James Park, CEO, for closing remarks.
Thank you. Our business model is designed to capture the full value chain of the upstream business as an explorer, operator, and consolidator. And this quarter, we demonstrated again our ability to execute on all fronts with new discoveries and reserve growth, increased production and reduced costs, and business expansion with the addition of attractive new assets. We are strongly positioned heading into 2015 and for the changing oil price environment, and see this as a time of differentiation and opportunity. Thank you again for joining our call today, and we look forward to updating you regularly on our progress and results. We also invite you, please, to contact us if you have any questions or comments.